KBOO is currently running a Kickstarter campaign to build a city of media makers. From February 8th to March 9th, you can become a media maker and help spread the word. Just go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter between now and March 9th to join.
For help KBOO build a city of media makers. And thank you for supporting KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Personnel Committee will meet on the second Monday of each month at 6 p.m.
For decades, KBOO News and Public Affairs has welcomed radical and spirited activists in the Northwest and beyond. KBOO is central to connecting the world to what is happening in Portland and the Northwest. We put the mic in everyone's hands. Help amplify the stories of people in your own backyard, invest in future media makers, and join us on Kickstarter today. Look us up. Search for Help KBOO Build a City of Media Makers, and thank you for your support of KBOO.
Help us help you keep Portland weird. Join Contessa de la Luna of the World Famous Confessional for the 6th annual Contessa de la Luna Valentine's Spectacular and Fashion Show. We're giving away a $100 cash prize plus live performances by Contessa de la Luna. Get your weird on and bring a date. Advance tickets available at Brown Paper Tickets. All proceeds benefit your community radio station, KBOO. That's Thursday, February 15th, 7 to 9:45 p.m. Feel the love of your other Contessa de la Lunatics. Contessa de la Luna's Valentine's Spectacular, Thursday, February 15th at the Clinton Street Theater, 7 p.m.
KBOO is building a city of media makers. We believe that strong, resilient communities know how to make their own media. For 50 years, KBOO has trained thousands of people how to make radio. And we know that with our expertise and your support, we can keep the city activated and aware through radio we make together. Invest in future media makers and join us on Kickstarter today. Look us up. Search for Help KBOO Build a City of Media Makers. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, and your solidarity radio. That's who we are, and you are why we're here. KBOO counts on you, depends on you. We are all in this together. I am not a voice coming out of your phone or wherever, or your earbuds. We're all part of this creature. Through this time around, we're going to go to Kickstarter and raise funds for KBOO that way, because it's like there's the Sufi joke, a guy is crawling around under a lamppost on his hands and knees, and it's night, and another guy comes along and goes, what are you doing? He goes, I'm looking for my car keys. And so the other guy goes, well, I'll help you. And he gets down, and they both crawl around with their hands and knees in the light of that light post. And finally, they don't find anything. It's, you know, a small circle of light. He goes, are you sure that you lost your keys here? And the other guy goes, oh, no, I lost them somewhere else, but this is where the light is. So you take if you want to duke something out, you have to go to where the game is. If you want to play, you have to go where the game is. Right now, the game is online. It's all social media. That's where you go. Because why? As Willie Sutton said, that's where the money is. And that's what we are doing today. We have, as we mentioned yesterday, we've got a button for you, and our button is bigger than Kim Jong-un's and Donald Trump's buttons put together. And when you hit our button, wonderful things happen. That's where you go to change the world. We've got a lot of change to do out there, as you probably well know. We have this Ryan Zinke, troublemaker, who probably does not understand the ill effects of his words and his actions. He does not understand power and the damage that misdirected power can do to a habitat. Well, we're talking about a lot of habitats here. The United Habitats of America is what we're talking about. So, trigger warning, but if the utter total collapse, taking climate with you, by the way, of your habitat troubles you, this is where to stop listening. But you don't have to do that. You won't do that. You're gonna, because we're all here for one reason. That reason is what? The button! That's why we're here, to push the button. So let's get that done. And nobody has to mangle or mess up the phone numbers or anything. You just like whip out that device of whatever kind and give that old button a good punch in the chops. We want to talk today with Jody McCaffrey because of the bitter irony of a little announcement on a radio station that they were going to restore the native oysters of the Pacific Coast. Well, fact is, those oysters are still clinging to their rocks for dear life because, once again, thanks to Ryan Zinke and thanks to Donald Trump's friends in high places, we are looking at the possibility of a terminal of some sort. First, it was going to be an import terminal. Then they were going to have an export terminal. It was, again, they had actually an LNG terminal somehow following in the footsteps of markets. So if it's just like, okay, who's buying this round was the attitude. And right now, I guess it's Ryan Zinke's buying us around because he is probably going to sell off or hand over our coastal waters to the highest bidder. And I'll tell you one thing, the oysters are not going to be the highest bidder. That said, the chipper, cheery voice of another radio station, because we don't know, I don't know about other people, but I don't do cheery and chipper. So someone did, not on the station, and they said that they were going to restore the native oysters, and everybody said, yay, hurrah for the oysters, hurrah for the oysters. So what that basically means is they're going to be wiped out. They're already there. They're okay. They're alive. They're living. They're going to get wiped out if that terminal goes in, or if there are offshore drilling projects. That you can kiss them off their rocks right now, and then wait a month or so, pretty soon, to the applause and flower petals drifting out of the sky, and the deafening sound of a million ribbons being cut, and kaboom, a truck backs up to Goose Bay and dumps a truckload of oysters, and hey presto, we've restored them. We're still waiting to get Jody McCaffrey on the line to talk a little bit more about the fate of Jordan Cope. We also have a story that is coming from a number of different corners of the compass. Nick Cady with Cascadia Wildlands sent this to me. We are attempting to talk also with Noah Greenwald at the Center for Biological Diversity. Now, why would we do a thing like that? Here's why. Because the marble murrelet once has raised its really adorable little head. They get laughed at a lot. And it's like, oh, you mean we're going to, the whole economy is going to come grinding to a halt because this little bird? Well, actually, the way the deal is, maybe it will, maybe it won't, but I'll tell you one thing that's coming to a grinding halt, and that's your future on planet Earth. Because tiny creatures who live in habitats that you and I are never going to see, unless and until it's lying in pieces at our feet. But the habitat of these creatures, we do not know the extent to which they determine our lives. We have no idea. The algorithms, the numbers, are just too many and too complex. We do not, literally, even with the computers that are needed to run Bitcoin, this is kind of like, you know, bit corner of the habitat where this bird lives, and to process all of the variables would take computer muscle. We do not have. It's huge. So we don't know where we're going with this. When you wipe out some small creature with a funny name, you don't know what you've done to your future. You may have made a fatal error that is not reversible. It's like maybe if you take one bolt out of a car and then, stop the accelerator, you may find out soon enough exactly how important that screw that you removed, exactly how important that thing was. So messing around with creatures in a habitat that we don't know enough about and never will is a huge mistake. And so the Cascadia Wildlands, Portland Audubon, Defenders of Wildlife, and the Center for Biological Diversity are leading the charge to try to get Zinke and his cohorts and the rest of the Lost in the Wilderness Trump cadre to just stop, just leave it alone. You never knew that bird existed. You have no idea where it exists, so leave it alone. Just pretend you never heard of the marbled murrelet. And we're going to try to get on with our lives, minus Ryan and Zinke, and hopefully Ryan will get on with it, minus the bird. I would suggest to you that if birds are extremely upsetting to you, and the loss of a bird breaks your heart, or perhaps the preservation of a bird breaks your bank account, either way, it's a trigger. Watch out for it, because here it comes. I want to just bring you a little bit of our local weather, because you know what? That's what we do, because this is our habitat. For today, there's a very slight chance of rain, not very likely, just don't feel it, and a high of 56 tonight. Temperatures dropping into low 40s, high 30s. My place, mid to low 30s, very low. Tomorrow, a little bit of fog to start things off, and with high around 50, daytime high for 52. Come nightfall, however, we're looking at temperatures in the 30s for sure. Highs around 37 for Saturday. Sunny skies, highs to 52. And Saturday night, clear skies, the stars twinkling in the headlights of Elon Musk's Tesla. He is indeed the Thomas Pynchon of technology. For Sunday, sunny skies, highs around 53. Sunday night, chance of rain, and a low around 39. And that's your weather for the next few days, taking us through the weekend and all the way up to Monday. So if you stick with the weather and you have a pretty good chance of making it to Monday morning with life and limb pretty much okay. And don't forget, this is Life and Limb. It's Life and Limb time here at your station at KBOO Community Radio Solidarity Sanctuary. That's who we are. And we need you. It's difficult to say that because that means like we're sort of, you know, we need ourselves. Well, we do need ourselves if you think about it. Go to that KBO. It's so easy. KBO.fm. So easy to do. You know, you almost don't even need a computer. You can just like wave your fingers around and make it happen. Because one way or another, it's time to hit the button. The big one. The only one. That one and only. KBOO button. It's time to go to Kickstarter. We're going to raise some money. We're going to get this done. We're going to blow the roof off. And we are going to... we're going to go take a long, hard look at habitats we've never seen, that we never will see, that we know that our lives depend on it, just like we depend on that button. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, February 8th, 2018. Kip engineered for us today. Thanks, Kip. Derek Cooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Ondo. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
When radio got taken over by advertising, people in Portland decided to do it themselves, and in 1968, they created a space that was free from advertisers and independent from corporate or mainstream media interests, KBOO Community Radio. This is the very essence of DIY culture. KBOO was here in the 70s as people were taking back music spaces, in the 80s when artists were taking back music distribution, and in the 90s supporting zine and small press revolutions and all of the movements of self-expression. Help us build a city of artistic media makers. Long live DIY radio and join us on Kickstarter today. Look us up. Search for Help KBOO Build a City of Media.